just before 9 o'clock on a Monday morning, and courtroom 828 at Oslo's district court is getting ready to hear the case Akbarnejad and Kafash versus the Norwegian Immigration Appeals Board. Shanin Akbarnejad and Habideh Kafash both enrolled as PhD students of engineering at the prestigious Norwegian University of Science and Technology, NTNU, in the autumn of last year. 6 months later, the immigration authorities told them they must pack their bags and leave the country.
I got a letter from immigration office that I have to leave Norway because they think we will gain some knowledge which might lead to making of mass destructive weapons.
Hamideh Kafash is smartly dressed in black, her alert face framed by a sky blue hijab. She sits down with me during a break in proceedings. She's just told the court how the Norwegian University headhunted her after her stellar performance as a student of engineering in Iran. The letter from the immigration office came as a complete shock.
It was really ridiculous because my field and my project has nothing to do with mass destructive weapons.
Could you try to explain what it is your PhD program is all about?
My PhD is reducing CO2 emission in ferromanganese production.
This is part of the problem with this whole case. It quickly gets incredibly technical. Put very simply, ferromanganese is an alloy which could be used in equipment necessary for nuclear weapons production. But then you could say the same about any number of materials. And ferromanganese is already being produced in large quantities in Iran itself. Hamideh Kafash's PhD is all about trying to find a more environmentally friendly way of producing the alloy.
Could this be beneficial to any stage of weapons production in Iran? Would you learn things that you couldn't learn back in Tehran, for instance?
No, not at all.
There's quite a few Iranian students who've been asked to leave Norway. You decided to take this fight and actually go to court, which is a big step. You've had to travel back to Norway from Tehran. Why was it so important to you that you decided to take it this far?
I was not the first Iranian student who was rejected, but I hope that I will be the last one. So I just took the case to the court because Iranian students need to have an order from the judge. So if we win in the court, PSD will not repeat this kind of ridiculous decisions again.
PST, that's the Norwegian Police Security Service. When the immigration authorities told Hamideh to leave, they acted on advice from the PST.
Now, I've been trying for weeks to get the security police, the PST's side of the story. So far, they've not been willing to speak. But one of their senior advisors, Arne Christian Haugstøl, has just been giving evidence. So I'm going to see if I can talk to him now. Right, so the man from the PST still says he does not want to talk to the media about this or any other cases involving Iranian students being denied permission to stay. What he just told the court here, though, is that they believe Iranian students are learning things at Norwegian universities which would help Iran develop nuclear weapons, and that this would be in breach of UN sanctions against Iran.
It's lunch break on the second of the trial's 4 days. Professor Merete Tangstad from the Norwegian University of Science and Technology has just testified. She's been Hamideh Kafash's supervisor since she invited her to apply for the PhD post last year. How did she feel when she heard Hamideh had to leave Norway?
Well, I was very shocked indeed. It was necessary to actually start to investigate why she was thrown out of the country. And the more I read about the reason why they tossed her out, the more shocked I actually was, because she's so far away from what they are accusing her for.
Today we've heard testimony from the police security service. Did that clarify anything to you? Do you understand more their reason for throwing her out?
No, actually not, because according to the denial of her applications to stay, the only reason they had was the technical part of her project. This I can really not understand.
Hamide Kafash and her supervisor, Marietta Tangstad, haven't seen each other since Hamide had to leave Norway last year. Meeting in court, albeit on the same side, was perhaps not what they'd had in mind. But Hamide's tourist visa lasts another week after the trial ends, and she accepts an offer from Professor Tangstad to travel north to Trondheim and visit the university she's no longer allowed to attend.
Do you sometimes feel like you've been trapped in geopolitical issues that don't concern you?
I think that we should be far from these political decisions. I'm not connected to my government. I'm just an innocent person, a person who is seeking to study and gain education and experience new life. So this shouldn't relate to the country students coming from.
The relationship between the West and Iran has been problematic, to say the least, for many years, for decades now. How important do you think it is that students like you come to the West to study?
I think it's good that Iranian students go outside Iran to experience new life, and I hope that other foreigner students come to Iran. I think it's good to open doors to students. Also, I think with this situation, I do not suggest to students come to Norway. If I were in their place, I would go to US or Australia.
After 3 days in court, we know this much. Hamide Kafash and her co-claimant Shanin Akbarnejad say they were learning nothing in Norway that could benefit any nuclear weapons program, and they have the full backing of the Norwegian university. The immigration authorities, on advice from the police security service, say some of the knowledge the students were getting could indeed benefit Iran's nuclear ambitions. What makes this even harder is that the final day of the trial will hear secret testimony from someone else in the security service, testimony only the judge and a specially appointed lawyer with security clearance are allowed to hear. So when a verdict is reached in a few weeks from now, we might still not know why the students won or why they lost. Lars Bevanger, DW, at Oslo District Court.